Welcome back, and thanks for joining me for show number 33. It's been a great journey so far, and I'm looking forward to every show I can produce down the road. So, on previous shows, I have played an artist who is also a friend, Heather Dale. She is currently working on a new project that I'm helping promote and try to drum up a little bit more support for her. For those of you who know me a little bit more than just through the podcast, I have been, well, lately not very active, but usually an active member of a local branch of a medieval reenactment group called the Society for Creative Anachronism. About 20 years ago when I joined this group, I met a very young and talented young lady named Heather Dale. Heather was a bard. She wrote SCA-oriented music, and eventually started doing her own version of Arthurian legends in songwriting and storytelling through music. Heather is incredibly talented, has produced a number of CDs, has toured all over the world doing small house concerts. I have seen her perform both at SCA events and seen how she has grown and now is singing and doing these fantastic shows live. Last time I saw her was about 2 years ago in Hamilton doing her holiday tour. I finally got to meet Ben, who does a lot of writing and performing with her. They are a fantastic duo and do great things. So Heather currently has this project on the go called Celtic Avalon. She wants it to be a big storytelling touring show, telling the legends of King Arthur and doing some education while she's out doing this as well. So I'm going to provide all the links to go check out this fantastic project in the show, but today's going to be a short little show just about Heather and this project. So hopefully I won't bore you and you'll enjoy this. So up first, I'm going to play you one of my favorite songs by Heather from her Arthurian legends.
Did you think that you were better, somehow better than me? You come here with your arms thrown wide, like that means anything to me. You think 'cause you're a big man now, all you can take what's yours. You come here in your righteousness, you think that opens doors. You've just come running back like a prodigal son, just like a prodigal son. Did you miss the my father's grave for the man who took his wife? You don't know what I could have been but for an accident of birth. But I got only what I could take, and you were given God's own earth. And you come running, I gave you nothing, but you gave it all. feel neglected? Oh, did it leave you wanting more? God, they raised you up like Jesus Christ, and then they branded me the whore. They say when you get desperate, got your little secret, dear. Oh, yeah, I've carried it inside. So you come, you come back like a prodigal son. You think you can finish what we have begun. The cradle will rock and the cradle will fall.
Track is Prodigal Son. Heather released that one on her May Queen album. Ever since I heard that song, it has been one of my absolute favorites. It has a very haunting melody, and the recording doesn't do it justice. When you see Heather perform this song live, she makes it sound so creepy and eerie at the beginning. It has got to be one that you will never forget hearing. So Heather wants to take these songs that she's recorded and turn them into a live touring stage show plus DVD plus youth education program. If you don't know Heather, haven't seen me talk about her on other shows, Heather has about 20 years experience as a songwriter. For 15 years, she's been running her own production company. And for the past 10 years, she's been touring around North America and Europe. Live shows are always fantastic to see with Heather and whoever she's playing with. It's always entertaining. The music's always fantastic. Well worth every penny you pay to see her. So what she wants to do with this new project, Celtic Avalon, is a big touring show. Nice, big, gorgeous stage show that musically tells the legends of King Arthur. She's also wanting to produce a professional concert DVD. And she also wants to take this show on the road and tour. And with this tour, she wants to offer a youth educational program to teachers and schools to show the cast members a special youth-oriented concert in, you know, the kind of grade 9 to 14, do the, you know, positive inner strengths, anti-bullying, how to use your unique talents and skills, embracing differences, defending others positively. And she wants to give teachers a printed resource kit that'll help tie the concert to various curriculum goals, which I think is absolutely fantastic because there's not enough of this in schools. Music is something we can't live without. A lot of schools have been had their funding cut and had programs like this music cut from their schools, which is a shame because music helps stimulate the entire brain. Music for me was an escape all through high school. I had the luck of a fantastic music teacher constantly from grade 7 all the way up. In the summer between grade 7 and grade 8, I asked for permission to take a music instrument home that wasn't one I played and taught myself to play. In grade 8, I was lucky enough to be able to switch to that instrument because I enjoyed it more. In high school, I had music teachers that would allow you to take home instruments after students had signed out instruments for the day. I am a big music junkie. I taught myself to play several instruments, and music was where I found my like-minded friends, geeks, nerds through high school. And a lot of kids out there don't think they have other people out there who are nerdy and geeky like them. And sometimes it can be hard in high school still these days to find that like-minded group of friends to hang out with. So if you can support this project and help make Heather's dream become reality, that would be fantastic. I will be including a link in the podcast to where Heather talks about this project and a spot where you can contribute if you can help contribute financially to this project. A simple $5 donation will get you heartfelt thanks from Heather. She's doing the little heart icons on her wall to thank you. $20 will get you the MP3 audiobook and a brand new song that hasn't been released yet, and they go up from there. If you can support in any way, even if it's just boosting the signal on this project, like I'm doing with this podcast today, I know Heather would appreciate it, and it would be fantastic. So enough of me babbling. How about I play you another one of Heather's fantastic Arthurian legend songs, and you go check out her website and see if you can help with this project at all.
Stay before you with no riches, no renown. For here I am no leader, I am just a humble man, and I only ask you take me as I am. I'm not looking for perfection, I'm not offering a saint, I'm not looking for a pretty bird to put in some restraint. The only thing I want is that you love me if you can, and I only ask you to fight the battles that I must. I need you to remind me of the light we bear within, that there's more to life than struggle, and the things we seek to win. Don't take me out.
that song was As I Am, and I'm not sure about you, but it for me conveys a message that I think more kids need to hear. Accept me for who I am. Take me with all my flaws, all my imperfections, and just accept me for me. Nobody's perfect. We all have flaws, and that's part of what makes us unique individuals. Heather has a great message on the Celtic Avalon page that she has bolded and underlined. It says, "We are all different. We are all beautiful, and every one of us can make the world a better place." So that little drop in that bucket for whatever you can help do for this project to help get it off the ground, it's going to make Heather's world better. And if she can get this project off the ground, who knows how many lives she can touch through this educational program, how many kids she's going to inspire. So if you can, please help support the project. Now, let's hear one more track, and I hope you enjoy this one as well.
Beneath the crown
So thanks for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed the show, as short as it may be this week. And I hope that you'll take the time to go check out the Celtic Avalon Project and support Heather in whatever ways you can. By boosting the signal on this project, letting your friends know about it, tweeting about it, posting it on your Facebook page, however you can. Make any small donation you can. Please do what you can. It's a project worth supporting. So go check it out at www.heatherdale.com. And as always, I will post links to everything in the show notes. And for a little treat, Heather started a podcast where she's reading her Arthurian legends. So here's episode 1. Thanks for tuning in. I hope to catch you again in a couple of weeks. And we'll have some more fantastic music for you then. Thanks again.
Hello, I'm Heather Dale. You're listening to my audiobook podcast, The Legends of King Arthur. I write songs inspired by ancient legends, and I'm currently running a fundraising campaign to help me build Celtic Avalon, which will be a big, gorgeous touring stage show based on the King Arthur legends. If you'd like to help support the project and see it come to life, drop by my website, heatherdale.com, to join the crowdfunding campaign. Enjoy the podcast. Chapter 1, The Red Dragon. The man known as Merlin was a sage, some say a sorcerer, in a land darkened by war. Threat lay heavy on the fair Isle of Britain in those days. She lay abandoned by her Roman protectors and encircled with enemies, Viking raiders, the wild Irish and Scots, and Germanic Saxon peoples from across the sea. But Merlin was of the older Celtic blood. A man blessed or cursed with visions of the other world, it was this power of prophecy that first drew him into the affairs of kings. Vortigern held his British throne by cunning, not by bloodright. 3 times his fortress had been cast down with ill omens, first scoured by fire, then by storm, and finally the earth itself shook stone from stone. The king's soothsayers called for a sacrifice of the old blood. Merlin, well known in those parts, was sought and bound. But when brought before the king, Merlin knelt to place his ear to the earth. 2 dragons are here, he proclaimed. It was their struggle beneath the hill that had so thwarted Vortigern's builders. Slaves were called forth with spades. A deep pit was cleared, and from it burst 2 terrible, writhing forms. Rising far above the cowering men, a great red worm rent the flesh of its white rival and sent it smoking from the sky. After this wonder, all men feared Merlin, and none dared hinder him again. Whispers grew among the Britons that a red dragon would rise to overcome Vortigern's Saxon allies. Many believed this red dragon to be Uther Pendragon, a bold British chieftain, but the truth would reveal itself a generation later. I hope you'll join me for all 28 chapters of this book, which is available for sale at heatherdale.com. Also, don't forget to join my crowdfunding campaign for the Celtic Avalon stage show, again, heatherdale.com, until March 21st, 2014. And thanks very much to my friend Winter for technical assistance. See you next week.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting.